Oh, well, we'll hopefully get to him later. Adrian Saville talking about the U.S. interest rate cycle. We'll hopefully catch up with him in just a moment. Rudy Funamadva, our market commentator, will join us in a moment. We'll chat to Kaya Sitole. Kaya's got an interesting view, and it's a view with which I concur, and that is that privatization is coming to South Africa whether you want it or not. Whether you want privatization of state-owned enterprises, because once government runs out of money, it runs out of options, and right now it's out of money and rapidly out of options. Well, it was a marvellous day for the currency today. It perked up by nearly 3% following comments from the US Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and he said the disinflation process has started. Now, Federal Reserve governors need subtitles. Providing the subtitles for us this evening is Dr. Adrian Saville. He is the investment specialist at Genera Capital. What does that phrase, disinflation process has started, mean in plain language, Adrian?
Now we're into the weeds of economic terminology, Bruce. The term disinflation refers to inflation, but inflation rates that are falling. So, for instance, if we go to December and January of 2021, early 2022, interest rates were sitting at 8, 9, 10% in the U.S. Then as we progress through 2022, the inflation rate steadily comes down from that 8, 9, 10 to 6 and 7, and more recently it's been sitting in the 5, you know, it's starting to hang around in the 5 territory. So, you know, as that inflation rate falls, that's what's referred to as disinflation. So prices are still rising, 5% inflation, but they're not rising at the same pace that they were a year back, i.e. 10%. That's disinflation.
And that's massively encouraging. It suggests that by raising interest rates 8 times, like they have since March last year, that is sucking oxygen out of the economy, and it's beginning to show in the prices people are prepared to pay for goods and services.
Well, you know, now we're into figuring out what the murky future looks like. And a couple of things, you know, to put into the pot. One is absolutely, you know, there seems to be a very strong argument that disinflation has set in. But what Jerome Powell has also made clear is that he won't be done until disinflation or the inflation rate gets us down to 2%. So there's some more deflating that still needs to happen. The thankful aspect of that observation is that whilst interest rates and monetary policy are quite blunt instruments, they also have effects that are lagged. So what you're seeing now in the falling inflation rate is in response to interest rate action of 6 and 9 months ago, which means we might have seen, you know, the bulk of the pain put into the system. The one aspect that, you know, causes me to pause for thought is that whilst prices have fallen from that 10% inflation, or whilst inflation is from that 10%, you know, closer to 5, wage inflation has set in. And wage inflation tends to reinforce inflationary effects. And, you know, if you think of your business, and labor costs tend to make up the bulk of business costs, those are now starting to run with 5 and 6% inflation rates. And that means it's fueling that inflation fire so it hangs around for longer.
Okay. But now, in the short term, currency markets today behaved like inflation was dead. It behaved like America was going to start cutting interest rates, and then the dollar would fall, and you should be buying as many rand as you possibly could. There is a lingering fear here that perhaps the Fed's got it wrong, but I wonder what the outlook is for the currency. I wonder what the outlook is for us, based on what we think we know about the way in which the inflation cycle is evolving.
So to call it over, Bruce, I would say too soon, in part informed by the wage inflation that we're seeing. The second is that, so I think inflation hangs around for a long time. It really is baked into the system. So, I'd put that into my back pocket. The implications for us is it's surprising that the currency responded so strongly, because that is a nod in the direction that the interest rate hikes are done, or nearly done. And there I would agree with the suspicion that we're very close to the top in terms of U.S. interest rates. My suspicion is that they will lift rates perhaps another 0.25%, perhaps 0.5%, and then be done. So if we're not at the top, we're very close to the top. And all of that said, the implication for South Africa in terms of a strengthening rand, that's good news because that will mean the prices of our imports fall. It means our global purchasing power is better. But, the rand at 17 to the dollar is still a long, long way from fair value. Fair value for the rand to dollar is closer to 15 territory.
Dr. Adrian Saville, he's investment specialist at Genera Capital.